Take my lips, O Lord, and speak through them. Take our minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The text I'm calling your attention to today is the gospel. My theme is work or being near Jesus, which is a higher priority in your life. Now, Martha is trying to feed Jesus and his disciples. If Jesus had come with only his 12 apostles, that would still make lunch for 13. Well, 16 if Martha's family are going to eat. Even with a modern kitchen, preparing a lunch for so many is a major challenge. I have no idea how Martha pulled it off. And it's even worse for her because she is preparing it by herself. Her sister Mary is just sitting by Jesus, listening to him while Martha works. Work, work, work. And that's a major injustice to Martha. Mary gets to listen to Jesus while Martha is in the kitchen. My point is, to the priority that we put on work should not be higher than our desire to be near Jesus. But Martha nudges Jesus and insists that he tell Mary to help with the housework. After all, hospitality is at the top of the list in the Jewish culture. Now, Jesus is supposed to be the greatest upholder of justice. Fairness to women should be part of his concern. Jesus is enabling Mary to ignore Martha's request isn't fair. Fairness to Mary, though, is precisely what Jesus is protecting by refusing to send her into the kitchen. The best thing in the world is to be near Jesus. Jesus will not let the need to cook take the best thing away from Mary. What an injustice it would be if he did. Housework is not a higher priority than a person's desire to be near Jesus. Any work is not a higher priority than to being near Jesus. Is there no other way that the food could have made it to the table without forcing Mary or Mary and Martha away from Jesus? Now, men, listen to this, because some of you can cook. And I imagine that some of Jesus' disciples could too. And I know they could carry something from the kitchen to the table. Well, another way that the food could make it to the table is, well, they have the monumental chef, Jesus, right there with them. I mean, he fed 5,000 and could handle a mere dozen or so. Well, there's a third option that I thought of. Perhaps everyone could fast that day. And in protecting Mary as he does with this story, Jesus protects all women. He protects everyone. The need for somebody to do manual labor is not a reason to make a woman give up her heart's desire to be near Jesus. It's not a reason to anyone to give up their heart's desire to be near Jesus. And the need for us to accomplish all the tasks on our list is not a reason to make anyone give up their heart's desire to be near Jesus. In the name of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.